So next week, we probably go 50% in season mode. And that we'll have a college football blitz thingy. We'll have If I Bet It this time next. Do you want to do If I Bet It for week zero?
No.
You won't.
No.
Kang burst out laughing behind the glass.
I know Gator's answer. Come on.
Gator's anti-week zero.
Well, I mean, it's there's no games.
Well, there's no great games.
There's no good games. There's no mediocre games.
I would describe them as mediocre.
I would not.
You would not?
I like it, Gator. Zero games.
North Carolina versus TCU.
That's the best it has.
I think there's one more. NC State's at Virginia.
And how many games are on the schedule total?
Eight.
So
Sacramento State at Eastern, dude.
Uh-huh. So you got two out of eight that might be marginally entertaining.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it all. I'm going to watch it all.
That does not surprise me in the least.
So you don't want to pick games next week?
No, I do not.
We will do a college football blitz thingy next week.
Well, that's different.
Yes. We are getting close. And of course, we've got Lions football tomorrow and some position battles to speak of as the Lions got backup quarterback Palooza tomorrow, Josh Dobbs and Luke Altmyer.
Yeah, I liked what I saw at Altmyer in the first game. I know he wasn't great, but mm-hmm. I thought that he handled the offense just fine. I thought he threw the ball where it needed to be thrown and had some bad luck throwing to Tesla. But I kind of like what I saw.
Well, what's crazy is I was never a big Hendon Hooker fan. I know you were,
mm-hmm.
but it feels for me, it's been a long time since I thought they've had a young quarterback, a developmental guy that you just never know about. And you're like, okay, I thought we saw enough in week one to think,
Yeah, I don't know if I'm there. I'm not excited about Altmyer.
Well, I was a huge Altmyer fan in college.
Okay, so. Well, there's a difference there. But hey, I'm looking forward to see how he plays tomorrow. Dobbs is going to get the start. He's going to have to show something. He hasn't practiced a ton since he's become a Detroit Lion, but he's also got to learn the playbook.
Yep.
Got some studying to do. So he'll get his opportunity tomorrow, and we'll see how that goes. But there's so many players that you are looking forward to seeing how they play. Derek Moore is the guy I want to see. I'm curious how the tight end is going to be played out there because people are battling for positions. I mean, we don't know. There's no update on LaPorta. Burkett isn't pestering Dan Campbell enough, apparently, to get that. But there's I want to see this what Juice Scruggs looks like, and hopefully things just calm down a little bit. Because when they made that trade, when they traded Montgomery and they got the draft pick and they got Scruggs, we talked about it at the time, like, okay, this guy, he's got versatility to play center, can play guard. And then they had also went out and signed Cade Mays as the free agent. Like, okay, well, they just got an upgrade over the upgrade. So
right.
This is the depth part coming in. And now that Scruggs is healthy enough to be back in training camp participating, all right, let's see what you got, big fella. And at the same time, McLaughlin has this great pedigree of playing at Alabama and at Ohio State in college and was quite good. Had a couple of bad snaps to go viral. But beyond that, was actually quite a good center. How is he going to handle this the second time around in a game in the preseason here? And I'm going to look that.
I don't think this guy's in trouble, but I think it's important that he has a good game. And if he's back and healthy, and I think he is, Kang, your guy, Sione Vaki. I think he probably could use a good game.
The Terminator? Did you see his eye?
I thought he was the Truth.
Yeah, well, he's the Truth Terminator.
So he got poked in the eye and he broke his nose.
Yeah, but he did
kind of look like the Terminator.
Yeah, he's still got a voice of an angel. But yeah, he needs to step up. And he's kind of been living off of, he's good on special teams too. But now that Jacob Saylor has, he's done pretty well the first game, or first preseason game, and he's done pretty well in practice, I think he definitely has competition. But I think they can both make the roster. But Vaki's got to show something.
Yeah, and I don't think he's in trouble. But Saylor had a good game last week.
He looked good.
They love Vaki, though. They really do love Vaki. So, Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. Gator Mike Valeni. I think he might be solo today. Do you have any idea what he might be talking about?
There's a story out of Melbourne, Australia, about trying to clone or genetically enhance seahorses to actually ride them.
Oh, interesting. Oh. That'll be next. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.